From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is set to announce a new set of tariffs Thursday, this time aimed at Chinese imports that could total $60 billion. The White House said the action followed an investigation into what it called China's state-led market-distorting efforts to force, pressure, and steal U.S. technologies and intellectual property. Robert Lighthizer is the U.S. Trade Representative.
Our view is that we have a very serious problem of losing our intellectual property, which is really the biggest single advantage of the American economy, in my opinion.
China has threatened to retaliate. Scott Kennedy of the Centers for Strategic and International Studies said the world's two biggest economies could be embarking on a trade war.
The Chinese will respond with their own countermeasures, retaliating, and a trade war, just like dancing, takes two parties to agree to participate, and so that's where we'll be, you know, starting tomorrow.
The American sectors that could be hit hard include agriculture and aircraft. The U.S. duties are expected to single out Chinese technology and telecommunication sectors. Mr. Trump earlier imposed stiff steel and aluminum import tariffs to protect U.S. industry. African leaders from 44 African Union member states agreed Wednesday in Kigali to form a $3 trillion free trade zone. Host President Paul Kagame said the decision expressed the continent's unity of purpose.
Taken together, these are surely to be counted among the most consequential actions that this assembly has ever taken.
Among those not signing, the two biggest economies, South Africa and Nigeria, although at least South Africa said it intends to join, the pact is seen as an effort to reduce poverty and develop a strong manufacturing base. This is VOA News. Peru's center-right president, Pedro Pablo Kuczynski, facing an impeachment vote in Congress Thursday, has offered his resignation.
Pienso que lo mejor para el país.
The 79-year-old former Wall Street banker and World Bank economist said it's best for the country to step down. He stepped down to avoid becoming an obstacle. He has denied allegations of wrongdoing. The opposition failed to impeach him in December over charges his consulting firm received money from Odebrecht, a Brazilian firm at the center of one of Latin America's biggest scandals. Recent videos purportedly show his allies offering lucrative contracts to lawmakers in exchange for political support. Mark Jones, a Latin American analyst with Rice University, said with that revelation, surviving impeachment became more difficult.
It was a 50-50 chance whether or not he was going to be able to avoid it again. And then with the release of these videos and the other accusations of corruption stemming around the president, he had no real choice but to resign. And I fully expect the Congress to accept the resignation.
Vice President Martín Vizcarra is expected to be sworn in Friday as his successor. Syrian rebels reportedly are preparing to evacuate the besieged eastern Ghouta town of Harasta. Fighters from the Ahrar al-Sham group are said to have agreed to lay down their arms in return for safe passage to the northwest. The government has also pledged to pardon those who choose to stay. The U.N. Security Council was told Wednesday there is reason for optimism for Libya's political future, but envoy Hassan Salami also warned of his concerns.
Extremists, including ISIL and Al-Qaeda, continue to maintain a presence in Libya and have conducted recent attacks. Armed groups, including those formally integrated in the state structures, continue to operate outside of the law, perpetrating human rights abuses. Bodies bearing signs of torture have turned up in many locations.
But Salome said Libyans yearn for stability and have called for national elections before year's end. North Korea's Supreme People's Assembly will convene April 11 ahead of a planned inter-Korean summit. While typically giving its approval to budgetary matters, it has also been used in the past for major announcements. Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg has acknowledged mistakes in how the world's biggest social media company handled data of tens of millions of users. He promised changes. The company faces scrutiny over allegations a London-based consultancy improperly accessed that data to build profiles on American voters during the 2016 election. A Texas man suspected of carrying out a series of parcel bombings blew himself up Wednesday as police closed in. Mark Condit, located at a motel near Austin, set off an explosion in his car and died, ending a weeks-long massive manhunt to apprehend the serial killer behind explosions that killed two and wounded several others. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.